National Hockey League training camps were supposed to open yesterday, but instead of sharpening skates and firing up Zambonis, the league locked out its players and shut down operations until further notice. Joining me, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Good to see you, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Now, people are speculating that the entire hockey season may well get wiped out. Is there really a chance of that?
Yes, there is. This has never happened before in a pro sport, but I think it's an absolute possibility this time. And the reason is this labor fight starts out as probably one of the worst in the history of pro sports. The two sides are in completely opposite places. And this might just be posturing. I don't think it is, though. The owners are adamant that the league needs to overhaul an economic system that they say doesn't allow them to make money, and the only way to do that is with a salary cap that links the amount of revenue the league brings in with the amount that players get paid. The players like the current free market system, and they say that the owners are exaggerating the economic problems, and they're willing to work around the margins, but they say they absolutely won't discuss a salary cap.
Seems like a risky strategy for both sides. I mean, hockey is not the most popular sport in the United States.
No, it's marginal in the U.S. sports world right now. It doesn't even have a rights-paying television broadcast contract. The owners, I think, are going for broke here. They've had three teams in bankruptcy. Franchise values are plummeting. Two-thirds of the teams, they say, lost money last year. And if I read management's spin correctly, they're finally willing to envision something that's more in line with reality, with what the league really is. Not the NBA, not the NFL, which is what they've tried to become over the last 15 or so years, and is a big reason they're in this mess. But instead, the NHL sees itself, and I think it's what it should be, as something a couple notches below that, a league that prices its tickets and pays its employees accordingly.
Now, there's other leagues, other sports, they've been down this road before.
Yeah, and what those trips have taught us is what I think the NHL and its players might be overlooking. The totally free market, pretty much what hockey has now, is out. A controlled free market is what the leagues have smartly adopted. The NBA and the NFL are the two most consistently successful leagues financially, and both largely because of their salary caps. Neither system is perfect, but they've allowed the players and owners to share the loot pretty well. The NBA came to theirs when they were on the brink of bankruptcy in the early 1980s. The NFL was in a legal mess when they did so in the early 90s. And with salary caps, there are usually two ways that leagues get there. One is that the league is already secondary to begin with. The other is that it goes through a crisis.
And could this be that moment of crisis for the NHL?
Yeah, definitely. The owners and the players for a long time have had delusions of grandeur about what the NHL could be, a sort of transcontinental sport with universal appeal as opposed to a regional sport that's had a spotty record of spreading the gospel. Now, hockey's terrific, but it's not for everybody, and it certainly hasn't been for TV audiences, and that's been a big problem. The second part of this equation is that there's no agreement among the players and owners on what the problem is. The owners think the financial system is a disaster, with players getting around 75% of league revenue, which is much more than in basketball or football. The players say that this is a system that the owners willingly created. No one put a gun to an owner's head to get him to sign a contract, and they also don't believe the direness of management's financial pronouncements.
Now, hockey may not be the most popular sport in the U.S., but it does have a loyal fan base. They want to see those players back on the ice. What now?
Well, from the owner's perspective, they're going to start laying off their staff. They're going to tell their arenas to go book the circus, and they're going to tell the fans that they're losing less money by not playing games. And the players will be heading elsewhere. Swedish, Czech, Finnish players are already heading back to Europe to play in leagues there. Others have joined a barnstorming league in Canada that's actually going to begin playing tonight. And still others plan to join a revival of the old World Hockey Association that's supposed to begin skating next month.
Stay tuned. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Wall Street Journal reporter Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.